Three competitions circulated for this summer's special Senate elections were gathered the old-fashioned way. Circulators set up tables and knocked on doors. Typically, there were 10 people's addresses and signatures on each page. A proposal by Patrick Williams of Milwaukee would set up another option, a single standardized recall petition page that people could print and sign at home. Williams says it would update what he calls an antiquated process.
If you are interested in recalling a candidate in the state of Wisconsin, it seems to me odd that you should have to rely on a person coming to your door, or that you should have to get in your car and drive to a place where signatures are being collected.
Williams runs WisconsinRecall.net and wants to use a system like this to recall Governor Scott Walker. He says people could visit sites like his, enter their personal information, and then get emailed personalized forms once a recall process was underway. The completed forms would be mailed or dropped off with recall organizers. Williams says it would make recalls easier for both political parties.
Is that good in and of itself? Well, if you believe recalls are good, then I suppose it is. But what it does do is it obviates the need to field a large staff of volunteers to go out and collect these signatures.
The Government Accountability Board's staff is recommending Williams' proposal. Recalling the governor would require more than 540,000 signatures. Board staff says it would need more storage space if all those signatures came in on their own sheets of paper. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.